By 1864, the situation in Macon, Georgia was so dire, men in the hospital were asked to leave their beds and defend the city. Marks of that battle can still be seen on some of the buildings here, and we'll go there on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For most of the Civil War, the homes and businesses in Macon, Georgia had been untouched. But as the calendar turned to 1864, the Union Army was closing in.
Sherman had been trying to take Atlanta, and Sherman had been advised from some spies that Macon was supplying Atlanta with goods. And so he sent General George Stoneman and 6,000 cavalrymen to break the ties between Macon and Atlanta.
Doreen McElwain is a historical interpreter at the Cannonball House in Macon, Georgia. She says Stoneman's men severed the rail line, although some of the shelling missed its target.
And whose house does it hit but the judge's Greek Revival home? And it does extensive damage to the house.
The shell hit the house of Asa Holt, a wealthy plantation owner. The shell did not explode, but it still did considerable damage. That's why the home is today known as the Cannonball House. Meanwhile, the city of Macon rallied its citizens to defend against the Union Army.
Joe Brown, who was the mayor at the time, had sent out a decree warning the residents or the city of Macon, the Federals are making advances toward Macon. Prepare yourself. Send out older men and younger men.
The situation was so dire, anyone who could assist was asked to do so.
The city hall was a makeshift hospital at that time, and they asked some of the wounded, if you can stand, and if you can stand and shoot a musket, join the army.
Some of those in the hospital did answer the call to defend Macon. For the most part, the city itself was spared. It was the rail line the Union was set on destroying. Today, many of the grand plantation homes, including the famous Cannonball House, still stand. Traveling the countryside in Macon, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.